With your local sports update, I'm A.J. Brammer. 11 members of the University of Kentucky Wildcats football team have been named to the watch list for the Reese's Senior Bowl, one of the preeminent college football all-star games and the first stage in the NFL draft process. More than 100 players who have played in the last three Senior Bowls have been drafted by NFL teams. Seven of the 11 players chosen are on offense, with quarterback Devin Leary, running back Ray Davis, wide receiver Tavion Robinson, and offensive lineman Eli Cox, Marquise Cox, Jeremy Flax, and Kenneth Horsey all making the list. The four defensive players on the list are safety Zion Childress, defensive tackle Octavius Oxendine, cornerback Andrew Phillips, and outside linebacker J.J. Weaver. The Wildcats kick off football season Saturday, September 2nd, when they host the Ball State Cardinals. The Reds went 2-for-2 in a doubleheader against the Los Angeles Angels Wednesday. In Game 1, Ellie De La Cruz drove in 6 runs, including a 3-run home run, as the Red Legs cruised to victory 9-4. Matt McClain drove in 3 runs in Game 2, including a 2-run knock, as the Reds won 7-3. Reds pitchers struck out 11 batters in Game 1 and 8 in Game 2. The Angels got some devastating news after Game 1, as MVP contender Shohei Ohtani exited the game with forearm soreness that was later diagnosed as a ligament tear. The Reds gained a half game on the Milwaukee Brewers, who they trail in the National League Central standings by 3.5 games. The Reds are in Arizona tonight to take on the Diamondbacks, with first pitch scheduled for 9:40 p.m. The final round of the NFL preseason gets underway tonight. The Indianapolis Colts are in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles 2 days after a fight broke out in a joint practice between the two teams. Colts starting quarterback Anthony Richardson is expected to get some reps in tonight's game. The Tennessee Titans host the New England Patriots Friday, and the Cincinnati Bengals play the Washington Commanders Saturday. With sports, I'm A.J. Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.